Hackers steal personally identifiable information for more than 100,000 taxpayers through the Internal Revenue Service's Get Transcript portal. Dean Silverman's former director at the Office of Compliance Analytics and a former senior advisor to the commissioner of the IRS, now a senior advisor for Intuit. And he says the IRS can learn a few things from industry about its next steps to combat cyber identity fraud. Dean, it's terrific to have you back on the program. What's your sense or your takeaway from what you're seeing about the Get Transcript incident at the IRS, and how does it fit with the work that you're doing with Intuit?
Well, I mean, I think the Get Transcript application wasn't necessarily a breach per se, as much as it was identity thieves getting hold of information from a variety of other sources and then using that to get into the application and get the tax information from it. And that, I think, shows an inherent weakness that has become more pronounced with the theft of materials from Anthem and others. 100 million identities were stolen last year, and information on identities was stolen last year alone. So when you have static information, like where they ask you questions, as did the IRS transcript application, the value of static information in terms of protection diminishes rapidly as it gets old, because it's static. It's not new information, and people place all sorts of things, passwords, their addresses, their best friend, where they grew up, all on Facebook and a variety of other channels. So I think what we're really seeing is we're seeing the sophistication of identity thieves compiling dossiers on millions of Americans and beginning to use it in a more aggressive way.
This is, it strikes me, a big data problem. This is the big data bonanza that federal agencies look at reversed 180 degrees, where the bad guys are able to provide the same kind or maybe better analytics of data than agencies can do. And, I mean, I'm imagining a bunch of sand in a sifter like you'd see on the beach, and they're able to manipulate the sand to go into the right holes so that all of the information about Dean Silverman and all of the information about Francis Rose and all the information about John Smith all falls through the same hole, and they can just pick up that little tube and see all this stuff all in one place. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, I think that's where we're going, and I think that the problem here is that it's becoming increasingly professionalized. It's not all professionalized yet, but it's becoming increasingly professionalized. And what I mean by that is, think of it as a series of value steps for them, for the thieves. One is just collecting information. So they hire a bunch of people to go through and collect and sort through information. And basically, they're just getting information in with names. Then they're sorting through it and they're creating dossiers. Then they're getting people to recruit to sort of go get the refund on the back end. So it's become in some ways, a real criminal enterprise.
I appreciate that you pointed out the difference here, which is exactly correct, between what happened at the IRS and what we're learning about OPM, because what we're learning at OPM is bad guys just broke into the system. They figured out how to crack the code and get in and steal stuff. The IRS situation with Get Transcript was different in that the folks were able to fake their way in using the correct information. So the IRS, it wasn't the IRS's IT infrastructure per se that was problematic. It was the process that's in place there, which is similar to the process that's in place, at my financial institution and a bunch of other places around the country and across the globe, I imagine.
Correct, and that what happened at the IRS can happen in many more places, which is what's scary about this whole thing.
So, what's the next step? What is the state of the art for that kind of identity management problem? Which I guess this is essentially what this is. What are you seeing as you're working with people in the private sector and coordinating with the IRS?
Well, I think there's two broadly speaking. I think two things have to happen. The first of which is that if you're talking about tax administration, you've got identity theft has now migrated somewhat to the states as well last year, I think probably because the IRS was doing a better job. But it's still a problem for both. And then industry, of course, is helping with the electronic filing of the taxes. And unless you put all three parties together, which are now together in a consortium called by the commissioner, you're not going to get the best of all worlds, because what industry knows is different what the states know, is different what the IRS knows. And by combining those three, you get a much more powerful potential weapon to combat identity theft fraud. The second thing is, I don't think you can assume that you can put your eggs in all one basket. that the response to identity theft is going to require a portfolio of responses. And what I mean by that is you're going to need to have not only better detection models, that things look anomalous, look weird, like why is somebody filing it for a taxpayer in Florida from Uzbekistan in the middle of the night? Things like that. So better detection models and better tools. And it's a bit of an arms race. And that requires resources. And resources are in short supply, not only at the IRS, but in the State Department of Revenues as well, in fact, particularly in the states. So industry, on the other hand, I think has that ability to sort of put these tools in place and find patterns that they can then share with the IRS and with the states. The second piece of that is, besides detection, is we need to do a better job of saying, you are, for instance, who you say you are, and I have a better way of figuring that out than some static information questions that you answer. Whether that's biometrics, whether that's two-factor authentication, so I have your cell phone and I know it's you to begin with, and I send you an email that says, or a phone call, text that says, hey, somebody just tried to file taxes for you. So I think there's a portfolio of options that have to be worked through in order for this to serve, in order to get ahead of this curve.
My colleague Jared Serbu has a story on federalnewsradio.com that deals with the IRS's RFP for finding out identity management solutions. NIST has been developing one through the NSTIC program for a number of years. Are there standards like that that exist in the private sector, or is something that the government's already pursuing, in your view, a good fit or the best fit for what the IRS is trying to accomplish?
Well, I'm not sure of the procurement or whatever what you're talking about. I'm not familiar with that.
Sure, but in a general sense.
I do think that the NIST standards are a good benchmark. I think they're going to take a long time to implement. And as a consequence, I think that's one of the reasons the commissioner called for a large summit between industry, the states, and the IRS 3 months ago. That's been going for 3 months. And the reason I think for that is there's a series of best practices which we don't have to wait for necessarily. They won't be the ultimate answer, because the third precept of all this is that whatever we choose today, we're going to have to evolve into the future, because just like government has to evolve and private industry has to evolve, the thieves evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an ongoing problem, and it's going to require ongoing solutions. So I am all in favor of any attempts to sort of get the best practices from whoever has the best practices. But I am wary of picking one or two and wedding yourself to those approaches, because invariably they will have security holes. And if they don't have them today, they will have them going forward.
This consortium that you mentioned sounds like a great fit for that transactional information to be exchanged. And when I say that, I don't mean transactions that any institution is conducting. I mean the transfer of information is a better word for it. But as that knowledge transfer happens, what's that look like based on your experience so far, Dean?
Well, I think it's been, having worked at the IRS and then going back to industry after a career in industry, I'm quite impressed with the speed at which a variety of multiple parties from different angles and different perspectives and different capabilities came to realize the urgency of the problem and are coming up with, in effect, you know, an initial set of recommendations and outputs that they're going to try to put in place for next filing season. So I think that's actually been quite impressive, and I think I give a lot of credit to all the participants, in particular the commissioner.